Okay, so they continue the Gemara, Pei Vavim Abeis. We're in the Tosos of Aser, the bottom Tosos. And just to sum up the fact, because the Machlokes between Tosos and the Ritva is what happens if you're eating and you say, Hav lan levrach, we want a bench. Okay? So the Gemara says, Kivin d'amar hav livrech, itzer le lemishti chamer. So the case was two people sitting down. They were trying to drink wine. And then they said they want a bench. And then they said, you know what, we changed our mind. We want to drink more wine. And the waiter said to them, no. Rav said, once you said hav livrech, it's us to drink wine.
Did you say the waiter?
The waiter. The waiter was a Talmud Chacham there. Okay? Don't worry about it. Okay, so then so the Machlokes Rishonim is what does it mean it's us to drink wine? Does it mean it's us to drink wine until you make another Ber Pir Gafen? And that's Rashi and Tosfos. And Rashi says, Degali Daite Degamra Sudasa. Because once you say Hav Livrich, it's clear that your suit is over. Vasalishas Ach Yivrich Lafanov. Shemitz Terefes Lasud Rishona. It's usher to drink until you make a Brachal Rishona of Ber Pir Gafen because it's not mitzarev to the Suda beforehand. Okay? But you don't have to bench. Just make a new Bracha. It's usher to drink until you make a new Bracha. Or do you say, like the Ritva, that it's usher to, that you first have to, it's usher to drink. Even with a bracha rishona, first you have to bench on the old meal, and then you can make a new bracha and start drinking again. Okay, it's machlokes, and we're looking for svaras today. Okay, fine. So my first approach, I want to say it's like the guys rounding off yesterday. Okay, but just it's not quite, but not quite. Okay, one way to say it is like there's a halacha. What's the iser? Why should it be aser to eat before you bench? Right? What should be the iser? Where's the iser come from? Okay? So one way, this is the first approach I'm trying to take, is that there's an iser of kol tarkula, of when you have a mitzvah, chovas mitzvah sase on you. So you're not allowed to eat, right? When, for example, you're not allowed to eat before Ner Chanukah. You're not allowed to eat before you do bedikas chametz. Havdalah, there's a grizz on that, but you could argue that that's the whole thing from Havdalah also. Okay, is it a separate iser? Huh? Fine, right? Tom.
So that's because you might die.
What?
So that's because you might die, no?
If you eat before Abdallah?
Yeah, they're like, yeah, you took the water. No.
Are you thinking about the Erev Yom Kippur thing? Erev Yom Kippur? Yeah. You say vidoy before you eat?
No. That's true. But Abdallah, if you drink before or something, like it was bad for you, then you say, I'll find it.
Okay, find it for me. Okay, so this is the general answer. There's a general answer called Tarkula that you have a chovas mitzvah say Kriyashma, right? You know, they did eat before Kriyashma, drink before Kriyashma. Okay, so you could say is that it comes under the general answer called Tarkula that when you have that why can't you drink, right? According to Ritva, why are you not allowed to? Because you have a chovas mitzvah, right? Simple. So then why would Tosfos and Rashi argue on that? Right? You're chayvin benching. How you let it drink and just say, I'll do benching later. You're chayvin a mitzvah. What right do you have not to do the mitzvah and to do something else?
You're part of the same.
Well, the mir.
You're doing the same action.
You're doing which? Oh.
You're doing the same action. Which
drinking and benching? Drinking and benching are totally separate actions. You can't do them simultaneously.
To drink without making breakfast mother.
Well, you'd say in the middle of your meal, if you're satisfied, you can't continue eating.
Okay, in the middle of the meal, even if you're satisfied, and you can keep eating, just like everybody, right? That's how we all do it. So then you're not chayv and benching. You only become chayv and benching when you finish the suda.
Not when you're satisfied.
No, you have to finish the suda. The while you're eating, there's no chayv. After you finish eating, you have to finish eating, and you're seveya, then you're chayv and benching. But in the middle of the meal, you're not chayv and benching. Because, yeah, then you'd be in chanami, you have this problem that you're chayv and benching, and whatchamacallit, and how could you continue eating? Right? So, but the chayv and benching only comes after you're done eating. After you finish eating, then you conclude the meal with benching. After the meal is done, the chayv is done, the culminate, the conclusion of the meal is the benching. Right? Completes the meal. It's the Gemara HaSuda. Right? Okay. So, what's the other side? So, why would you argue? Right? So, maybe like this. Is that maybe that halacha is only when there's a chiyuv that's, you ever hear the expression Rami Akakafta de Gavra? No more term? That it's, yeah? No, it's like Rami means it's like on the Gavra's head. It's like a chova on the Gavra. It's a chiv on the Gavra himself. He has a chiv on him. Right? It's a chova segavra. Say it that way. It's a chova segavra. The Gavra's chayiv, if you hold the Gavra's chayiv to bench, just like it's chayiv to light near Chanukah, it's chayiv to bedik as chomer, it's chayiv to say kriya shema. He's chayiv to bench, he finishes his meal, he's satisfied, he's chayiv to bench. So then, yeah, it's like anything else, it's also to drink until you fulfill your chayiv, your chayiv in a mitzvah, so you can't do it. Okay, but maybe the other way, when now you guys were saying the other way is there's no chayiv benching, right? Something like that. And that's why you could eat, because there's no chayiv, you're not chayiv in benching. The problem with that way was, yeah, but then what, it's a mitzvah. Aren't you chayiv here? It's not like optional. So where's the chayiv? How's the halacha formulated? So the other way, you're just kind of swimming around this far, is say it's not a chayiv on the gavra. It's a chayiv in the suda itself. That the suda is mechayiv, is tone in berachas hamazon. Every suda that you have, you're obligated to complete it with berachas hamazon. The suda itself must be completed by berachas hamazon. It's a din in the chafta of the suda. How a suda must be completed, must be ended off with Birchas HaMazon. And Birchas HaMazon concludes the meal. Okay? But the Gavra himself is not Chayiv. It's just the Suda is Mechayiv. Now you can't leave it. It's a Chova of the Chafts of the Suda is Mechayiv. But it's not a Chayiv per se on the Gavra. The Chayiv of the Chayiv of the Suda is Tofes the Gavra. It obligates the Suda's demands, his tone, it requires that you bench. But that Chayiv is not on the head of the Gavra, so to speak. The mechayiv emanates from an uncompleted suda, obligates you. So it's true there is a chiyuv here, but whatever, you don't. There's no, maybe it's reason by dealing the mitzvahs. I don't know. Whatever, but you'll do it in 20 minutes. Yeah, you're allowed to drink. Maybe the you could argue that the only time that you're really not allowed to eat or drink is when there's a chiyuv on you. But if there's a chiyuv in the chova from the chefza, right? So then you could say that. It doesn't obligate the person. You're allowed to do other things first. Only when you have a chiyuv. If you have a personal chiyuv, then you can't eat and drink before you fulfill your chiyuv. But if you don't have a personal chiyuv, just the chefza is mechayiv you, so then look, you have to respond to it, but there's no isser on you to eat and drink first. Okay, it's a din, and like when you have an obligation, you can't prioritize the eating and drinking over that. Or maybe you're going to come to forget, whatever the isser comes from, whatever the svar for the isser is. But that's only an isser when there's a chiyuv on you, as opposed to when the chefza is the mechayiv. So yes, it's tofes you, and it tells you have to respond to it. But the chefza is not, the chiyuv is not per se a chiyuv on a gavra. And then the gavra's well.
How can you start a new meal?
So you could. That's fine. Go ahead, start a new meal. Can you start drinking? Take a new meal, no problem. Wash, eat some more bread, and at the end you'll bench. You could start a new meal. Okay.
What about the previous meal?
You're going to have to bench. It's mechayiv in Birchas HaMazon. There's a chova in Birchas HaMazon from that meal. So you have to bench on that meal. You're not potter.
If you know that it's not in the Gavra.
Right. So you're going to have to bench. That meal is going to require Birchas HaMazon. You're going to have to bench for that meal.
That means you can't say any more brachos.
That means...
You could.
But you could still drink. Why can't you drink? After you finish drinking, you'll bench.
I'm saying I've established it now that this meal is over.
Meal's over. It requires a Birchas HaMazon.
Right. And now more wine's here.
So drink. Why can't you drink? The question is, why should the I'm saying the Chiyuv Birchas HaMazon only stops you from eating and drinking if the Chiyuv is on you primarily. If you are as a Gavra Chayuv. It's Rami Akarkafta the Gavra. The Chiyuv is Chal, the head of the Gavra. Then he can't do anything else until he discharges his Chiyuv. But if there's no real chiyuv on him per se, but the chefza is mechayiv in it, you can't have, luckily you can't have an uncompleted suda, a suda without a berachas hamazon.
Okay, so even if the chefza is mechayiv in a meal,
berachas hamazon.
Yes, someone has to, that means nothing without relating it back to the guy.
Yeah, the guy's going to have to respond to it.
But he's going to have to say it.
Yes, definitely.
So how can he still eat more?
Why not?
This chefza now is required berachas hamazon. How can I eat more now?
Why not? Because, why can't you eat?
Because this meal is complete, so now it needs to have Birchas HaMazon.
It needs to have Birchas HaMazon, and you'll do that. But why can't you drink first?
Because if I drink first, that means this meal is not going to have Birchas HaMazon.
No, you're going to bench.
No, I'm going to bench on the next meal.
You bench on both. The bench can work for both.
How's that work?
Why not?
How can benching just go for every meal?
Why not? Yeah, why not? Why can't you have one bench and it works for everything?
How could you?
Why not?
Why, yes. I'll play that game.
That's a good question, though.
Okay.
You're saying
that... Okay, so now let's say you you wash and then you make another meal, say according to Rashi. Then you're going to bench afterwards, right? So Rashi said the first food is over, right? But now you have another meal. And presumably you're going to have to make, you're going to have Birchas Mazon, right? And that's going to work. Now, there's two possibilities. You could say, and I think it's ludicrous, but I guess you could argue that what each benching works for one meal, and you're going to have to bench twice. One for the first meal, one for the second meal. And all Rashi's telling you is you don't have to bench immediately, because since there's no immediate chiv on the gavra, it's just the chefta requires a benching, you're allowed to eat and drink first, but ultimately each meal is going to require its own benching. I just can't imagine that there's an idea of benching twice in a row. I just don't think that makes sense.
No, but saying that it's on the Suda, right?
Right.
As soon as this Suda is over, and I say that it's over, right?
Right.
This requires benching.
Yes, it requires benching.
Right, so now, if I'm going to go now and start a new meal, right, I missed out, or this Suda missed out on being benched.
Why?
Yeah, at a certain point, doesn't the chesed stop existing?
Yes, after you no longer can relate to... Well, hold on. Okay, good. Excellent question. But what are there for what?
I'm just saying you shouldn't be able to bench twice, I think.
Okay, what do you mean follow through?
I guess it depends when it stops existing.
Right, okay, good. Excellent. That's the second one I'm going to go. But let's assume right now this chesed exists. So just because you drink in between... Why can't your brachas and mazon work for everything? One brachas and mazon works for everything. Right?
Yeah.
Hold on a second. I saw in the Shulchan Aruch, I didn't come across it as doing the sigya, but I saw that he quotes a ran or something that distinguishes between eating and drinking. I wonder if that's relevant to what you're going to say. But let me just get that. I'll get that Shulchan Aruch now a second. But see if you can... Here, the Shulchan Aruch is like this. It's Kuf Ayin Tes Sif Aleph. He says, Gamar Sudaso V'natal Yadav Mayim Achronim. We get a separate question whether Havlan Nevarich or Mayim Achronim. Let's just assume it's the same thing. Einu Yachal Lecho V'lo Lishtos An Shevarich Birchas Amazon. So you can't eat or drink until you make Birchas Amazon, like the Ritva. Vim Amar Havlan Unevarich. Okay, good. I mean, so if you actually wash Mayim Achronim, then you have to bench, according to Mechaber. But if you say Havlan Unevarich, Habe hesach adas, like Rashi. You've also lishtos elin kin yavarich alav tchila, like Rashi and Tosos. Right? And you can't drink unless you say a bar pirgafen. V'achila dina kishtia la rosh. And according to the Rosh, the same thing with achila. Okay, that what? Same thing, that you can't eat until you make another hamotzi or something. Aval la harav rabbeinu yonah v'haran achila shayni. Okay, so something else. So they're just saying that this whole halacha is that when you say Havlan Nevarich, you're done drinking. But if you, in terms of eating, you can always continue the meal. You're never done eating until you actually wash your hands. Okay, fine. Not what I thought it was. Okay, and that further confuses things, so let's pretend we didn't see that. Everybody forgot that? We all forgot that? Okay, good. Wonderful. Forgot it. Okay, Rashi, Tosfos, and Ritva don't hold that, okay? So we're not learning here, Ron. Okay, fine. So now that your question was, okay, I don't think you're going to have to make two Birchas on Muslims. I think that's impossible. Yeah, I just can't think anybody's going to say Birchas on twice in a row. It sounds crazy. What I'm saying is that the Iker question is, I'm positing something, that the whole halacha of when the, like, certain mitzvahs are chovas gavra, certain mitzvahs are chovas stem from the chefza. For example, I think kisa adam simply is the chefza is mechayev, is mechayev in kisoy, right? The uncovered blood is mechayev in kisoy. No? Okay, I don't know. I haven't.
Isn't that the next?
That another person is chayev. Shachav lo chasav rachav.
The wind covered it.
Oh, therefore, it is a chovas a chefta. Okay, good. No.
You got
Okay, fine. I haven't done that sig yet, so I'm holding off on it. Other things. Begging, you have a bitzitzis, what would that be a good example?
Mezuzah.
What?
Mezuzah.
Mezuzah. It's mechayev, the person who's dar there.
Like
probably. Probably
like
a good example.
An example of another case of where there's a chuv in the chavtza that you can then delay due to the nature of the fear.
Right, we wouldn't have the Isra Chil and Shtiyah, even though you're chayav in a mitzvah.
Right, where you could delay doing the mitzvah because it's a chiyuv in the chavtza.
Right. We'd have another example like that. I mean, maybe mezuzah would be a good case, even though you live in a house, you're chayav mezuzah, so you have to put it up. But is it Isra Chil and Shtiyah until you put it up?
No,
either it is. So even though you're chayav, right? There's no Isra Chil and Shtiyah.
30 days.
And I can stop eating or drinking.
That's how long you have?
Yeah.
Right. Let's see what else. I mean, it depends. I mean, there's different ways to learn that. But that's one way to learn that. Other possibilities. I mean, it's. I guess what's... I mean, I hear the question. It'd be nice if I had more rayas here. I guess what bothered me is that how could you... I mean, Rashi is holding that... You're allowed to eat and drink before you discharge a chiyuv. So you have to make some move why the general principle doesn't apply. It'd be nice if I had rayas, and But that was my first move. My first move is to say that general halacha is only when there's a chov on the gavra. But when the chiyuv stems from a chefza, so it's true, it's going to be obligate. Every chiyuv is a chefza, obligates people. Cheftzas don't do mitzvahs. But if the chiyuv stems from a chefza, then it doesn't, this halacha of its asher to eat and drink before you do your chiyuv doesn't apply in that type of a case. Maybe go further and explain, but that's, my first approach. Okay? It's possible. Okay. The second way I want to say is, I think it's really what Arya was trying to say. I really think so. But, why is it funny? Okay. I guess it is. That, and then also what okay. Is that the question is once you're benching, you're chayvin benching, okay? You have to bench on the suda, right? You finish the suda, you're chayvin benching, your suda has to end with the benching. The question is, how long can you relate? I see Yaakov was going this way also. How long can you relate? Will your benching still relate to the suda? Okay? So one way is to say, right, after you finish the meal, you're chayvin benching, and so long as you feel the effects of the meal and you're satisfied, so then you can relate to the meal through the feeling of satiation. And that's, I'd say, like Rashi and Tosfos, so long as you're soveya, whenever you bench, it's going to relate to the suda and you'll fulfill the chiyuv of benching on a suda. Okay. The other way is to say that only works so long as you haven't begun the next meal. Once you begin the next meal, the other suda becomes history. It no longer is a reality that you're benching on the suda. It becomes something of the past. And even if you feel the effects of it, it recedes into the past. Okay? Meaning like this, is you eat breakfast, okay, and you feel full. So I say, since you feel full from breakfast, it's like the breakfast is there. Since the effects of the breakfast are there, it's like it's there and you can bench on the breakfast. Okay? But once you start eating lunch, you start your next meal, but according to this far, is that once you start the next meal, the old meal is, that's now you're in the middle of lunch. Now you're starting lunch. Now, you still feel the effects of breakfast. That's not going to relate to Gavra. Once you begin the next meal, the old meal no longer has any halachic existence. Even though maybe the sphia is still there, the beginning of the new meal relegates the old meal to a part of history. And now the benching will no longer relate to it. And that's why you can't do it.
Because the beginning of the new meal
is the old meal? Correct. I'm saying that the breakfast continues as long, and you can relate to breakfast as long as you haven't started lunch. And you can relate to lunch as long as you haven't started dinner. You can't just keep relating, you go through meals, you don't relate to, yesterday's dinner, you don't relate to Eve, right? Even if, now, yeah.
That's a big gap. I mean, that's like to an extreme. So I see where you're going, but like, all he's saying is, just hand me, bring me some wine so I can bench.
Yeah, but you want to start a new meal now. You're starting a new kvias, a new kvias of shtiyah.
Yeah, but you're still sitting down at the same table. You're not like, it's not like it's 5 hours has passed and like...
No, but it's going to be, Rashi says the old meal is gone. You've ended the old meal. That suth is gone. Now you begin a new meal. Once you begin a new meal, old meals don't exist anymore. Old meals are older in the past. They're history. Yeah, you ate. You ate earlier in the morning. You ate yesterday. But once you begin a new achila, so then you can't now bench on the on yesterday's meal. I know it was 10 minutes ago, 20 minutes ago, but it doesn't matter. Because once you begin the new suda, the old suda is over. Now, even if the old suda is there, you can only relate to it so long as you feel the effects of that suda. But it's more, that's what I'm saying, that's the question. Is it sufficient to feel the effects of the suda and you can relate to it? Or do you say that's premised on the idea that you haven't begun the next meal? But once you begin the next meal, the old meal is gone, it's over, it's finished, and you feel the effects of it, that like, it doesn't matter because it's like that's the mitzarif, but the very heft of the suda doesn't exist anymore. Okay? So the suda exists so long as you haven't begun the next one. Now you need a mitzarif of sfias to it. But once you begin the next meal, the old suda is gone. Right? Or do you say, and that's ridva, if you can't start drinking because you're chayv and you have to bench on this thing and you can't relegate it to history, it's going to be too late to bench. Rashi holds, no, so long as you feel the effects of it, that keeps it in existence and allows you to bench on that suda. Yeah, go ahead.
It's almost like the similar svara to like the suda, that's what we call it.
Being suda la suda?
Yeah, similar to that. Like where you can have milk after the suda of meat if you can't relate to it anymore.
Like you mean like toast if like you wash, you bench or something like that?
Yeah.
Or, right. The end of the meal. It's not part of the same meal.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Once you end that.
Similar idea.
Yeah. Well, there is an idea. There's like an interesting thing about Birchas HaMazon. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like in both the svaras, and I think you guys were going led down this path, you know, the similar path. There's like these two funny things of Birchas HaMazon. One is when exactly you become chayv. Like you said, in theory, in the middle of the meal, you could bench. So are you chayv in the middle of the meal? Then why are you allowed to keep eating? No, you have to say the chayv comes at the end of the meal. But it's like a funny type of, is it just like as soon as I end the meal, then I become chayv? How do you formulate the chayv Birchas HaMazon? It's tricky, right? When you become chayv Birchas HaMazon, what the nature of the chayv is. That's one tricky thing to formulate. The other thing is, how do you relate to the meal once it's over? It seems like, right, it's what keeps the thing in reality. So you could say the normal way to, I think the classical way to approach it is that since you feel the effects of the meal, you can still relate to the meal, right? So I'm saying that's one way. The sphere of the meal keeps the meal and gives it a reality, the effects of the meal. And therefore, I don't care if you start something else, another drinking in between, since you feel the effects, that gives it reality. But I'm arguing according to Ritva that the sphere doesn't keep it in reality. It allows you to relate to it if it's in reality. But it's only in reality so long as you haven't begun eating again. Once you begin eating again, this new meal is what your reality is. And the old one is just the history of all the meals you've eaten the rest of your life. It goes on that list. But the only meal that has any halakhic reality is the prior meal, the last meal that you've eaten. That's the only one that's real to you. Everything else is like, you know, part of your history. So I'm saying that according to Ritva, there's two things. The sphias can relate you to the meal. But the sphias can't make the meal, give the meal an existence, a reality. The meal has a reality so long as your last meal has a special reality to you. The last meal you've eaten, that has a special reality to you, and that halacha recognizes it exists in a different way than all the meals you've eaten for your entire life up to that point. Your last meal is something. That exists. That has a certain reality. Even though it's over, that has a certain reality halachically. That is your last meal. But you still have to be able to relate to it. And the sphias is what connects you to that meal. So if either you no longer feel the effects of that meal, you can't relate to it, or if it's no longer your last meal, then it's not going to help that you feel the effects. It doesn't exist anymore.
You're saying that there's significance to the last meal, so then why do you need to relate to it through some sort of sphias?
Why do you have to actually be able to connect to it through a sphias?
Right. If you're saying that there is some significance to the last meal.
Yeah, but how do you relate to it? How can you give Shevach and Odon if you don't have any Shaykhs to it anymore?
The last meal I had.
How are you relating to it?
Because he's saying that it's the last meal you had, so there's significance in your mind to the last
But like,
meal.
Let's say, for example...
Oh, in terms of your sphere.
Who cares? But I'm saying as long as it's the last meal, then there's some significance to the last
meal. Right, I'm saying it has like an objective existence. Okay, objective, not in a, you know, if you understand how I'm using the word objective. It has some reality. As a cheft, it exists. Oh, but I'll give you an example. Let's say, for example, there's a bracha when you see lightning. Right? But let's say you're in a room, dark room, and there's lightning outside, and you hear the thunder. Can you make a bracha on lightning? No. You didn't see the lightning, but you know there must have been. You heard the thunder. But can you see the lightning?
No.
No. It's because you, even though the lightning exists, if you can't relate to it, you can't make a bracha on it. So you need two things. It has to exist. The heft has to exist. And then two is you have to be able to relate to it. So I'm saying the Ritva, that's what these two things do. The existence of a meal only exists, only your last meal has halachic existence before you. You know, that's like, it's, you know, as opposed to, look, lightning from yesterday's storm, of course, that doesn't have any reality anymore. But the prior lightning, that does. Right? But now you have to be able to relate to it. The way you relate to it is through Riyah, through seeing it. Right? So there's two things. Does the thing exist? And then how do you mitzayv? How does your bracha relate to it? So what connects you to the meal is the sfias. But what grants the Sudan existence is the fact that it's your last meal. Once you've started the next meal, it's forget you have the relationship, but the thing itself doesn't exist. It's not going to help you anymore. The tziruf, you can't be tziruf to a thing that doesn't exist. So the beginning of the new meal ends the old one, puts the other one, relegates it to all the other sudas you've had throughout your life. It's no longer your last meal. While Rashi and Tosfos are holding that the very fact that you feel the effects of it is what gives it a reality. So I don't care if you've begun another meal in between. Since you feel the effects of the first one, it still exists. They both exist. The effects give it a reality in its own right. It's not just a mitzarif, according to Rashi and Tosfos. The Sfias maintains the existence of the meal itself. Okay, so let me try to clarify.
I mean, what I was saying before is that it seems like it goes more on the hana of the hamotzi. You're making a hamotzi, and so he's saying that the berachas hamazon has to go on that hana that you were mavarich on originally. So now, once you say I'm done, you're saying I'm done with this hana. That's what requires you to do the berachas hamazon.
But I mean, if you were to make, let's say, you eat fruits in the middle of the meal or dessert, you have to make a new bracha, and benching would definitely work for that. Even though it wasn't the original hamotzi. Right?
Well, no, you're not done with that hana. You still have.
You have a new one.
Still have the.
You have a new one, right? You have one have dessert. So you make a mizonos, right?
Right.
Or if you have wine during the meal, you make a bar for your gafen.
You still didn't say you're done with the previous hana.
But if you're saying that it goes by the original hana of the hamotzi,
right?
Then let's say in the middle of the meal you say I want to have wine, so you make a bar pir gafen, no problem. And then afterwards you bench, and that covers everything. So what's the difference between that? And if after I say oh I'm done, I change my mind. Now I want to.
Because you didn't say you were done with that hana. You didn't complete that.
Look, you're gonna have to work out. You're gonna have to work out why. What's the problem? What's the problem with eating or drinking before you bench, right? What's the Ritva's problem? Where is he coming from, right? So that's you have to say. And if you take the approach that the problem is the very chiv itself stops you from eating and drinking, that's the Ritva's problem. Simply enough, then you have to explain to Rashi why not. So how does he respond to that? Why doesn't it? Well, that's what I was trying to move. Maybe it's when the chiv stems from the chafza. Maybe you don't have to have this whole halacha, right? The second approach, right? And it sounds like you're trying to go that way. Right, that's the chiyuv is what according to Ritva stops you. Okay, I'm saying the other way is to say that it's not that the chiyuv benching stops you. Everybody agrees the chovas benching doesn't really stop you. You can continue drinking intrinsically, maybe it's not bar pir gafen because it's a new kviyas, it's like a new suda, but the chiyuv itself won't stop you because it comes from the chafza. But the problem is a new problem the Ritva comes up with. Is that once you eat and drink, that renders the suda like it's no longer present and you're mavata the mitzvah. Okay, but let me try to go over the two ideas to see if I can convince you a little bit.
Yeah, no,
I'm probably just going to say.
Ideas.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. So then we're good. No. I'm saying that this is the question if you hear they buy the idea or not, okay? I'm saying there's an idea. I think it's true. Maybe it's just me, okay? but that a person's like last meal is like, in a sense, it's in front of him in a different way than every other meal you've ever had in your life is. It's like your previous meal, what you just ate, you know? And that's like, that's like gives the meal like a certain reality, like it's befanav, it's in front of him, it exists in a different way than yesterday's meal, or if you just, you know, you just finished lunch, or no, whatever, fine. If you just finished lunch, so then lunch is in front of you, that was your prior meal, and breakfast is different. Breakfast becomes part of yesterday's supper and yesterday's lunch. It's just the history of what you've done. But your prior meal is befanav, and it has a certain existence. And that's what allows you to bench on it. But, this is Ritva, but of course, just because a thing exists is you have to relate to it in the proper way in order for your shevach and your hodah to relate to the chafzah. Just because it's befanav and it exists, like I said, it's like lightning. You hear the lightning, you know it exists, but the way you relate to lightning in a way that you can make a brach on is by seeing lightning. Hearing lightning, you can't relate to lightning through hearing, right? It's called thunder. But just because you know, even if it's befanav and has a certain existence, you have to relate to it in the proper way such that your shevach and adah relates to it. The way you relate to it is through sfias. So if it's 2 hours later, 3 hours later, yes, that's your prior meal and it has a certain existence different from every other meal. But since you no longer are saveh, you no longer feel any effects from it, you're not in a position to give shevach and adah on that meal. It exists, but it's not shy. It's not a, you can't give shevach and adah because you no longer relate to it in the proper way, the appropriate way, which shevach and adah will be sensible and relate to it. It's like relating to lightning, but not through seeing it. Okay, it exists, but you can't give shevach and adah. That's a ritva. There's two different things. So why can't you begin the next achila? Because then you can't bench anymore. Now your benching is going to relate to your prior meal, not to the one 2 meals ago. You can't bench on 2 meals ago. It's too late. But Rashi and Tosfos hold, no, the whole sfias is more than just a tzira. The sfias is what maintains the very existence of the suda. So long as you feel the effects of the suda, it's real. Once you don't feel the effects of the suda, it's history. So according to Rashi and Tosfos, after 2 hours or 72 minutes, and you no longer feel the effects of the suda, it doesn't exist. Now it's history. They only become history when you no longer feel the sfias. Right? I mean, there's no nafkamina between them, because according to Ritva, you can't bench either, but according to them, it doesn't exist anymore. But according to them, the Chiddush is now that since the Sfias maintains the existence of the Suda, even if you begin another Suda, another Shtia, you do something else in between, right? Like they drink the wine. So the fact that you feel the effects of the Suda, of the first one, keeps it in existence. And so long as you're Soveya from the first Suda and it hasn't gone away, you can keep, you can bench on it, because the Sfias maintains its existence. As opposed to the Ritva, where the Sfias was just the Mitzarif, what maintains its existence was the fact that it was your last Suda. All right. Okay.